Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Let's get it going. Time to start the show. Good afternoon to you, everybody. Hope you are having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us. James behind the mic for Playmakers. We want to send a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring this hour, giving us a chance to hang out and talk with all of you. We're going to be taking some phone calls a little bit later. We got plenty of sports to get to, a lot of things on our plate, but we're actually going to start off with baseball. And not the baseball that you might think, everybody, because there's plenty to talk about with the world, the playoffs and all those things. But we have representatives from our Wisconsin Rapids Raptors with us right now. I'm going to let you both introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. And then I got a ton of hard questions for you. Very, very hard questions. Very, very hard ones. So go ahead.
I didn't study for this, so I'm not sure.
Oh, that's fine. Teresa, you'll be all right. You're going to pass. I can tell right now.
So I am Teresa Beering. I am the group sales and group experiences director with the Raptors now.
Right. Right on. Teresa, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name's Jack Rosicki. I am the Creative Services Director for the Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids Rafters now.
Right on, Jack. Thanks a lot for being here. Don't be too good at this, all right? You got a great voice, man. I need this job. Don't be too good at this or anything. No, I appreciate you both being here. Thanks a lot. Would you mind telling me a little bit about yourselves so for the audience and everything, and then we'll get into those hard-hitting questions after that. Actually, that's a really hard one. Talking about yourself could be very difficult.
It is. So I grew up in this area, graduated from Nakusa High School. I've lived here most of my life. My husband and I are now raising our family in Nakusa. I've been with the Raptors for 4 years. This will be my first year in the front office. So the voice you hear, if you've ever been up on the rat trap, there's the face to the
right.
Name.
That's why it's familiar. Okay. All right. That's cool. Thank you very much for that, Teresa.
Yeah. I'm originally from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I then went to college at UWSP for my media studies and communications major, and I knew that I wanted to be in the sports industry. I then took an internship out in St. Paul, Minnesota, working for a baseball team out there, and then once my internship ended this last summer, I was in talks with Joe and the owner, and he offered me the job for the Raptors. So kind of just been in central Wisconsin the majority of my life. Went out to St. Paul for a little spurt there, and now I'm back, I guess.
Right on. You remind me of my brother. Very similar path, very similar passion at a young age and everything to be involved in sports in some way or another. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
it's
you.
A nice opportunity for both of you and for not just you guys, but for our community and our fellow Raptor fans out there and everything. As we were talking about a bit in our pregame, sometimes a nice fresh coat of paint can really, you know, be just what everybody needs and what everybody wants. So we're excited about that. Very excited as well. I've been doing my homework on our new field manager, our new coach. We want to welcome Grant Stevens to the area and to the team. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting him on the microphones and putting him under the him. I got a lot of hard questions. No, I don't have any hard questions, you guys. I'm going to be honest with you right now. We're looking forward to meeting him, getting to know him a little bit and everything. For now, let's talk about some of the things that you guys got coming up. One of the things that I wanted to focus on was the Fall Festival Celebration, October 25th. Going to be happening right over at Witter Field. What can we tell people about this if they haven't heard anything about it yet? What can we tell them about it?
It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of vendors. So we have the Arts Council is going to be there. Humane Society is going to be there. Love in the Oven, Geezy Meats is going to make an appearance. The Chamber is going to be there. Holistic Massage. We have some people that have stuff inside the raft house. So we have a veteran who does birdhouses, and they are for sale in the raft house, but he is going to be there with some of his stuff on display. We have TAV Creations. He is going to have some of his stuff on display. So a lot of great local community people. We're really trying to push the initiative of where a community comes together. So bringing the community into the ballpark, making sure that we stay, you know, kind of active, let everybody know what's going on during this next few months where it's going to be really long, really gruesome because of winter. Mm. So really looking forward to that. And then we have an added bonus. Smith Lumber actually gave us 100 pumpkins. So the first 100 kids are going to be able to paint a pumpkin.
That's awesome.
Right at Witterfield.
No. That's awesome. That's fantastic. I'll be honest with you. I really was caught up in the petting zoo, but now that you said that, that's the thing that sounds really cool to me. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. We've got plenty of activities for everybody to do. You know, we're going to have trucks out in the parking lot for people to just view and kind of just witness all the cool stuff that's going on. We mentioned the pumpkin painting for all the kids. That'll be a great activity. We've got all the vendors out there that people can interact with and just like get to know the community a lot better. Then you've got to have those brats and beverages out for everybody. Then you mentioned the petting zoo. I can't wait to see that myself, to be honest. I'm really excited.
It's a really fun event. It's a really fun idea. A credit to everybody that worked on this one. And I know how hard these things are to put together and everything. So nice work by everybody. It's going to be really fun. And another, as you were touching on, Teresa, a great reason to bring people to Winterfield, a spot that we love to go to for any reason. We don't need a huge excuse to go there. Just point to, we'll go there. When it comes to doing things like that in the community and being a part of the community, being seen, being out there, especially in these winter months, for one, as we've learned more and more in the last handful of years, there really is no off season anymore in sports. Like you're constantly having to stay in people's minds and their eyes and relevant, really. The rafters don't, for what I've experienced in my time being here and everything, they don't have to work too hard to do that. People love our rafters, man. You guys know this as well as I do. This team has got a real passion behind it. This area loves baseball like few other sports, and they're looking for forward to seeing a good team out there. They're looking forward to a new coach, seeing some new players out there and everything. But what you hit on, Teresa, is really the essence of what we're talking about, the essence of why we go to, we love rocking that cranberry and rooting for our rafters all summer long. It's that team and us are intertwined. They're a part of the community as much as we are a part of the community, and right. That's very cool.
And very few sports, so like the River Kings, which I know have their season opener coming up very soon. Baseball is another one where we get kids from across the globe. Like we had a player last year from Japan. We have kids from all over the U.S. And it's a unique sport where we take these kids from all corners of the world and we make them family. And they continue to be family. Our host families are phenomenal. We can't do this without our host families. So being able to, create those extended families is so unique to only just a handful of sports. So, and then it's also that almost like when you watch a small kid watch kids, watch those players go through the season and they almost idolize them. Mm-hmm. That unique relationship, watching that blossom is just, it's awesome. I love doing it.
I'm glad you brought up the host families. I wanted to remind our audience that we're always looking for host families. That always helps out quite a bit and everything. And a lot of our longtime listeners will call in that they have been host families. And that's like 10 years ago they were a host family. And they're still following the kid, still talking with the kid and everything. It's a very unique relationship you get to have with that. And big thank you to all the past host families and all the future ones. Because, as you mentioned, we can't do this without them.
Right.
You do not want all the rafters staying with me in like my folks' place or something like that. My dad, he's great and all, but he's Italian. He's very loud. We're going to keep him up all night. It wouldn't be a good idea. When it comes to the next event or the next thing on your guys' docket after the fall festival, what's up next for you guys? What do you have next on your book?
After that, it's going to be the ticket release. We'll have a big push for when tickets come out. With being in groups, it's getting thinking about those employee events for the summer, and it's going to be that big ticket release, which Jack will be instrumental in mm-hmm. in a huge way, as he is our social media and our production guy. So mm-hmm. it'll be Jack and I working together to make sure that we get tickets and season passes in as many people's hands as we can before the snow ever flies.
Right.
Yeah, really excited about the season. Truly, like all this talk is just getting me antsy. It really is exciting to talk about all this, and we'll be coming up with more events, and we got sponsorship appreciation events coming up too, that where we appreciate what they do for us. So plenty of events coming up in the off season.
We will be your home for Rafters information, Rafters news. You guys have updates. You go ahead and let us know. You come on by anytime. The door is open for you 24/7. So I'll interrupt myself for you guys to come out and talk with us. So very, very much looking forward to every bit of news that's going to go on in the next couple of months, and certainly looking forward to next year and the start of a new season and a new era with our Rafters. It's going to be a lot of fun. Win or lose, we love that that team. And here at WFHR, we have had every game of the Rafters since their inception. We're very proud of that. We love the relationship we have with them and that we continue to have with them. So we're looking forward to that as well. Announcers and all these things, every bit of information that comes up, guys, we will keep you up to date on it. I know a guy. Well, actually, I know a woman who's going to keep me up to date on all these things.
Absolutely.
The Fall Festival Celebration, October 25th, 11 to 3, over at Witterfield. We'll be talking about this on our shows, making sure that we get a good turnout for it and everything. If people want to get in touch with either one of you, they want to know more about what's going on, or just reach out to you if they're a business or something like that, is there a good way to contact either of you?
Well, calling the office is probably the first one. Even if you have to leave a message, we get notifications if we miss a call, like if you were to call outside of business hours.
Other than that, our contact information is on the website. Everything is available, our email, our number. So if you want to get in contact with us, front office, just reach out anyway, really.
Yeah. Yeah, going to northwoodsleague.com will take you to all that information, and certainly always reach out to us if need be, and we'll hook you up with them and stuff. But thank you both very much for the time. Appreciate it. Really looking forward to working with both of you and having you on the air as much as we can.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, be sure to follow your Rafters as they build and they work at this season. They work and build to get you a great team out there. You can go to northwoodsleague.com to find out more. Be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Take a quick time out. We'll come back, take your calls, and have some more fun here on Playmakers. We speak sport.
Your brand has the power to hit harder than a Grand Slam champion. And Wicked Awesome Media is here to bring the heat. From custom pens and mugs to branded apparel and swag that serves up serious style, Wham! Delivers championship-level creativity that helps your business crush the competition. Swing by Quality Printing Plus on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids or visit whaminc.com. That's WAMINK.com. Wham! Helping brands smash their goals and win every match.
What's the spookiest country song? Help Country Favorites and Classics 105.5 WIRI find out. Each day starting Monday, October 20th, go to WIRI.fm to see which two songs are going head-to-head. Vote for the one you think is the spookiest, and the winner will go on to the next round. On Halloween, we'll reveal the spookiest country song ever. So steady your nerves and go to WIRI.fm starting October 20th and vote for the spookiest country song of all time.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiri.fm/contest-terms.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening storm. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, we're looking for a mostly sunny sky, highs in the low 70s. Then chances for showers and storms return Saturday night, clearing out for Sunday, high mid-50s. It's 71 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers, we speak sport here on 105.5 WIRI. Got your host, James, here. Big thank you to Teresa and Jack for joining us from the Wisconsin Rabbits Rafters. That was a lot of fun getting to know them, talking to them a little bit, talking about the Fall Fest, and all the cool things that Rafter Baseball is going to be bringing to us. Looking forward to that. Of course, keep in mind, everybody, over on our brother station, 97.5 FM WFHR, is the home of Rafter Baseball. We're looking forward to bringing you another great season. Tons of great information on your Rafters going forward. As we shift gears to another local team, your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings begin their home reign in a couple hours from now over at the South County Rec Center, like 10 minutes from here. Can feel the energy, feel the momentum already in the area. I know how badly you've been missing your hockey, everybody. We're going to get it to you. Not only do we have it going on at the South County Rec Center, but if you can't get on down there, you go ahead and you stay right here at 105.5. Laura's going to be coming up after us. She's going to be a great pregame for you. Well, it was kind Wisconsin Rapids River Kings hockey for you, taking on Hudson Havoc tonight, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock puck drop. It'll be joined. It'll be coming to you live and direct. And the voice that you will be hearing is that one right there.
Right where?
Right behind you.
Right behind you.
We just hired a new announcer. I'm so sorry
good,
to tell you.
Good.
I didn't want to tell you on the air, but yes, he's right.
Well,
behind you.
That's not the most embarrassing breakup I've ever had. But
yeah, you and me both, man.
But you know what? All this talk about no Kings this week, and I'm like, yeah, there is. The River Kings. What are you talking about? Let's go. Come on.
There's one King I'm cool with, and it's the River Kings.
Oh, yeah.
That's one for sure.
You don't like Elvis.
As far as King of Rock and Roll, that's a debatable one, but I'm all right with whoever they want to throw in.
But George Strait, then.
George Strait, there
okay.
we go.
All right.
Big fan of George Strait. Big fan of George Strait. Fan of yours, brother. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you the time, especially I know you're working tonight and everything.
Yeah. I left my regular job, so I got to do something I enjoy, so then I figured I'd come here and then go do that, as I all, like the rest of us, Red Blood Americans, pay honor to Ace Frehley, who passed away. Man, that just broke my heart.
That was tough. I didn't know, none of us, I guess, knew about his condition and everything.
I had heard about it.
Oh, okay.
I had heard he had been having falls, but I didn't know that he had a brain bleed and it killed him.
My dad has falls, and it really triggered something, man. It really, I drove my father crazy all night, because I'm asking him like every 10 seconds if he's doing okay and everything. He said, Jimmy, just leave me alone. I'm fine.
You know what? And you know what? That's having taken care of my grandparents, that's a legit concern. And when they did have falls before they passed, just utter terror at times, because you just don't know, because you can't see it. You can't do anything about it until it's almost too late.
Speaking of legitimate concerns,
I've got a lot of those.
I want to ask you, and I want to ask the best audience in country music this question, if this is legitimate or not, and especially because I'm talking to Wisconsinites and everything. 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. We're looking forward to talking to you. The LA Dodgers were in Milwaukee, of course, fighting the Brewers in the National League pennant race. And the players on the Dodgers refused to stay at the Pfizer Hotel, the visitor hotel.
That's a common thing.
Yeah. I've heard this from NBA players my whole life.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've heard of it with baseball players very
much. Oh, yeah. Mookie Betts, he's a big one.
Yeah, it makes sense. Just because baseball is the most superstitious sport there is. I know hockey's close. Hockey's really close.
Football can be, too.
Yeah.
I know I was wrestling.
Hernandez, Betts, a handful of other players would not stay at the Pfizer.
Yep.
You can tell. Mookie Betts, my favorite player in baseball. I'll be honest. I love the guy.
Oh, he's a good ball player.
Quote, you can tell me what happened after. I don't want to stay there. I'll sleep in the car. You'd rather sleep in the car. I don't begrudge anybody their feelings or thoughts, and
no.
I don't pretend to know anything any more than anybody else. But this stuff has never really hit me and never really triggered anything in me. So I just look at it as a very kind of like a, Switzerland. I don't have a side on this one.
Right.
So I find it interesting that grown men, that they have no problem facing down a 101-mile-an-hour fastball, but I am not closing my eyes.
Well, that's because that's something you can actually see.
Right.
Actually stop it,
The human brain, man, is interesting.
Biggest thing you have to fear are the things, at least in some logic, are the things you can't see.
I think that to that point, misunderstanding or not knowing is oftentimes where fear begins and fear resides.
Yeah.
No fear resides in the warrior god Max Scherzer.
Man.
I don't know if that man has ever spent a moment of his life afraid of anything.
Or Joe Flacco, for that matter, after last night.
Ooh. We're going to talk about that. So another 41-year-old Max Scherzer may not have the stuff that he had in his 20s, but what he didn't have in his 20s was a 20-some-year wealth of knowledge on baseball and how to handle a game. And while he doesn't have some of those things, he still has the same fire he had in his 20s. He pitched 5.5, was pitching pretty good, gave up 2 runs, a couple of hits here and there. He has in his head, so the manager comes out there, Schneider comes out there.
Yeah, he didn't look too happy in a picture I saw.
Scherzer yells at him, I'm good, let's go. He just yells at him.
That might have been what it was.
And he yells it at him while he's looking down. He's not looking at the manager. He's looking down. Schneider just immediately turns around and goes walking right back to the dugout right away. So they were asking them about this afterwards. And Scherzer was saying, it was just a situation I was going through in my head. I understood where the game was. I knew how what was at stake, how to attack this guy. So that's all he was thinking about. He was not thinking about his manager. When he saw his manager, he was just like, I'm focused. I'm locked in. So, you know, it's nothing, obviously,
right.
against them.
Yeah.
What I really love... What I really love is Schneider's response. It was awesome. I thought he was going to kill me. That's a good manager. That's how you handle that. You don't hit the player. You don't whine to the media about the player. You handle it like that's why he's in the position he is. That's why he's Max Scherzer, because he has that fire.
With all the stuff that's come out since we talked about earlier in the week, I wonder what would have happened if that would have been Mike Schilt.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that's come out after that, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. That might have been a fist fight out on the mound.
Might have been. It looks like it's going to be a pretty darn good series. But I was bringing up the. Oh, do you have some?
No. I was just agreeing with you.
Seattle, Toronto, Mike, looks like it's
that's
probably going to
finish
be a good one. But I do bring up the manager situation because all sports. No sport knows what they're doing with managers, coaches, whatever.
Not at all.
I remember being a kid in high school, and I think it was the Buffalo Sabres. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
And they've done nothing since.
Their coach won Coach of the Year, and they fired him like 2 days later.
Yeah.
Like, that's cocky. They'll keep it for 20 years, or they'll fire you tomorrow. Baseball's not that much different. Football, you usually have a little bit more slack in football. And basketball, what have you done for me lately?
You blink and you're gone.
Basketball and baseball are a little more you're used to seeing player that I just saw him on the court like 2 years ago, and now he's got a suit on and he's coaching the team. So we're seeing it more in baseball now than we ever have.
Yep.
And it's in part because they won't tell you this, but it's in part because they have no idea what makes a good manager. The game has changed way too much. Back in the day, Sparky Anderson, that's a good manager. I know what a good manager is. I know what he does. Now it's changed so much with numbers and all these things is a good manager, what isn't, is getting harder and harder to tell. For every Pat Murphy, there's a guy that you think, this guy's going to be fine, and he's not. The idea of bringing Albert Pujols into the major leagues as a manager. The Baltimore Orioles are fighting for him right now, his services, along with the California, Anaheim, San Jose, Santa Cruz Angels.
Yep.
I'm not sure where they're located anymore.
Wherever.
They keep moving. Those two teams are fighting for him.
Yeah.
I've been dying to ask you, if you had an opening as a Cardinal fan, would you want him as a manager? And I genuinely have no, like, again, I'm Switzerland. I have no feelings on this one way or the other. I'm just curious because to me, I will always think of him as a Cardinal. I don't care if I see him in a million different jerseys.
Right. That's a good question. Between Albert and Yadier, who Yadier is going to be a bench coach for the Cardinals next year. Two different personalities. You're going to be very fiery with Yadier. You're going to be very calculated with Albert. Now, Albert does have a streak in him. We all know that. I mean, he's a baseball player. What do you expect? I think of the two of them, I think Albert might have nothing against Yadier, because I don't think I'd say this to his face. But I think Albert, even though Yadier's a catcher, and the baseball IQ's got to be the top 99 percentile,
mm-hmm.
Albert might be a little more suited because he is a little more cool-headed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like anything. I'll believe a good coach when I see one.
Yeah.
And you got to pull strings at the right time. I mean, you can have all the knowledge. You can have all the whatever experience in the world. You don't pull the string at the right time, it blows up instead of folds nicely.
Baseball, basketball, all these sports, you really got to manage egos and personalities as well in the locker room. And you just, you know, that's a tougher one to figure out. It's interesting to me because I heard Spencer Hall, I think the voice of college, like the mind of college sports.
Yeah.
He knows college football better than anybody. And he was talking about this, how it really turns out that the great the great players, the GOATs, don't really make great coaches usually.
Yeah, there's something to that.
Where for them, when they're trying to tell somebody, hey, do it this way, like, hey, I can't be you. I can't do what you do, man. Where everything that just comes naturally or organically to them, when you're trying to explain it to a normal human being, it's a little bit tougher. Whereas the guy that had to grind, the guy that had to look for the openings and had to cut corners here or there and knows all these ins and outs of the game because that's how they got to the majors or that's how they got to the play on the court, the Scotty Skiles, the players like that tend to be better managers. Because they understand the game on a different level and can relate to players differently.
Right, and you know, if we want to generalize a stereotype, it'll be in the high school world, the sports world, the college world. What do you want to say? Now, to be an athlete, you obviously can't be a box of rocks. You can't be.
Yep.
But I'd be interested to see if there is any correlation with the stereotypes of fine art students' IQs versus athlete students' IQs. Mm. I would want to see something like that, and I'm not trying to start an argument with that at all.
But
you kind of get what I'm picking up on.
Yeah.
I'm doing probably a poor job of conveying it.
I get you.
But it's you are smart enough and have the natural ability and talent to play the game, but can you teach the theory of it? Can you express the theory of it? Whereas the fine arts with music, with acting, with all that, that's very, it's experience-based, but there's a lot of theory behind it. And, yeah, there's theory of sports, but it's more laid out in front of you, if you get...
I absolutely do. I think you're making perfect sense. What I also, you just helped me realize as well is I've just thought of the perfect baseball manager. I know who I want to manage the Chicago White Sox going forward.
Oh, yeah?
Tom Hanks. But Tom Hanks, the human being. I want Tom Hanks playing his character from A League of the Road.
You know, that might be pretty good.
Because I think what you're saying, I actually like the idea now of like people from like actors, like playing managers. Because, I mean, they might do almost as good of a job. Probably not as good of a job, but at least to be entertaining if your team is horrible like mine is.
Yeah.
But a team that is not horrible is doing great right now in the standings. Our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings are going to be kicking off their home reign tonight. Michael going to be on the call for that one, as he will be all season long for your River Kings.
God willing.
Got Hudson coming to town here. Hudson, you know, not what we have remembered of them of the past.
They're better than last
year.
They
are better than last year. That's where I'm kind of going with it. So I don't know if people were what they might expect, don't expect. You know, go in there with your eyes open and knowing that they're a brand new team this year, like most of these teams. But so are our Kings, and rocking the ice right now. I think the Kings have had a great start to the
six
season.
6-2,
picking up right where they left off. I have my new favorite hockey player in Noah Diamond, and can't get enough of this kid's game. It's exciting, and then all on top of all that, and we haven't even played a home game yet. That's pretty exciting, man.
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing, is Rapids has gone on the road. They played those six games on the road, four in that state west of here, and then four in that state way west, east of here.
Yeah.
Either way.
Joyzy.
Where the one thing that the River Kings and the Rafters have in common is a home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the way it always used to be.
Yeah.
And you come to Rapids, you're going to see the stands packed in a small town. Holy mm-hmm. You-know-what. This is impressive. You got the band rocking. You got the fans going crazy. Pounded on the glass. You got the beer garden there that's always rowdy and ready to go. This is the first time that some of those kids in Rapids are experiencing this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've heard about it. And how nervous are they going to be to not want to let the hometown fans be disappointed? And that's one thing that I've thought about the last couple of days of those upperclassmen, like Coach talked about, you better be doing your good job of getting these guys ready for what it's like, because the fans are going to be there tonight on a beautiful, warm fall night. The band's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have everything. I mean, I'm pulling double duty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be loud. It's going to be rocking. Everyone's there. Everyone's excited. Because I think there is a growing feeling of this team that, probably a top 8 team of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
when all things are said and done, mm-hmm. I would think.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's see where it falls. Let's see where the chips fall, and let's have it. But it's going to be rocking this weekend, the next weekend too, and the first game's the toughest one. Once they get through it, oh, this is what it's like. Oh, this is fun. I can deal with this. Or, gosh, this is still a big moment here. Because some of these guys may never have played right. in front of a crowd this big.
Oh, yeah. Well, piggyback on that, some of these kids have never played in America.
Right.
So, I mean, the chants, the shouting, the things that they hear and everything, yep. they may not even understand some of it.
Well, I think some words are universal.
Absolutely. And some emotions are. You kind of like, yeah, I may not be able to hear my father behind the glass, but I can tell from
the
his
look.
Face, he's very upset.
Oh, I know that with my mother for sure.
So,
sorry, Jane.
It's a good point. Good point. I'm really excited for this team. I'm really excited for the community. I know how much we love sports in this area. We love our hockey. It's great to have the home games back. Just as much as it is exciting to win these games, I'm just happy for these players and in our community to be able to have these games even going on.
Yes.
Now, the fact that we're putting out a great product out there, that don't hurt.
That's sweet and spot.
That don't hurt. Because we'll be honest, we'd follow this team no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But
for sure.
It's awfully nice.
Follow the Rafters whether they're good or not, and follow the River Kings whether they're good or not, either way.
You know, and when we first started talking to Coach Paul and getting to see his vision, getting to see what he wanted to do here, it wasn't too rocky. I mean, we didn't have to go through what some teams do, but it wasn't where he wanted it to be.
No.
To see in this, you know, now that he's been doing this a couple of years and he's been able to bring in his own recruits and all this and build these pipelines
That's
and
impressive.
Everything, what he's done is, and not just that, but I can't help thinking about, well, he's just getting started. Like,
right.
this is what he's doing when he's just getting started, man. And
right.
He's put down roots in this area.
Right.
So.
Oh, he has. And that's another thing to say is Coach Quarters, what he did was impressive, too. Two different styles.
Wouldn't be
and that's a big
him.
Thing. It's two different styles between those two gentlemen. And boy, they even though they're contrasting styles, they're both winning. They're both working.
Yeah.
And that's a tip of the cap to both them guys. They know how to get the best out of the kids.
And as long as we're doing the tipping of the cap, I do want to, and I don't care how corny it sounds, I don't care. I can back it up. This community is part of the reason why the Rafters, the River Kings have been successful. Certainly buying tickets, going to games, buying merch, all that. Everybody understands that. I don't know how many people. One of the earliest memories I have is watching my dad play pro hockey and being in the ice arena and watching this and hearing him talking with players from all around the world and all this and seeing that as a kid. When you have that as all these little kids in this area that have grown up for the last 10 some years or whatever, watching the Kings, seeing this, going to the rec center, seeing these games and everything, creating memories just like that.
Say
we got 10 kids. Well, a handful of those kids are going to go on to be involved in hockey
somewhere.
Some way or another. They're going to have, if not at the very least, they're going to be following the sport.
Well, look at Aiden Welsh, who's on the River Kings right now.
Yep. It's exciting for the future as well. And somebody that loves this sport, I'm very excited about hockey and where it's going and the direction it is in. And I'm excited about the Kings kicking off this home era. We do it tonight, 7 o'clock. Join Michael and the Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. It's time for the boys' winter. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Game tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 7. Both of them right here where every home game of the River Kings will be all season long. 105.5 WIRI. Gotta find out more at riverkingshockey.com. Get on over there and get those tickets, everybody. Michael, before we go to our break here and everything, I wanted to talk a little bit about the look at the schedule for the weekend, college pros. But before that, Micah Parsons had some interesting comments the other day.
He did.
Talking about officiating. I think one thing that's noteworthy, I don't think we hear that this much in football. I don't feel like we do. I know that we do in all other sports, and we get kind of numb to it. But I don't know that we hear this that often in football. And you know, I know some Packer fans might be just getting to know who Micah Parsons is and everything. As talented as this young man is on the field, he's intelligent.
He's very well spoken.
He has got a brain on
him. Yes, he does.
And for when he says something, I don't look
you
at
think
it as
about
just.
It.
Yeah, I don't look at it as just any other player or something like that. There's certain players that, you know, okay, well, this person, I know where they're coming from somewhere. Even if I don't agree with them, I'm going to hear them out. I wanted to hear this out. And when I heard him and what he said, it's kind of hard to fight what he saying. You know, I know Cam Newton and some others came out and said, you don't know how tough it is to be a quarterback. You know, that's every position. The every position outside of the kicker and punter is going to tell you, oh, you think your job's hard. You try doing what I'm doing. I've heard like professional cornerbacks talk about the toughest position in football is playing cornerback. Like I think
it changes.
Everybody. Left tackle, right guard.
It's one of those games where you pull the string and the wheel turns and you get the farm animal sound.
Spoiler alert. No, there is no easy job at a professional football team.
No.
There's no easy job. I thought what Micah Parsons was saying was pretty not only fair and all right. I didn't look at it as whining. I didn't look at it as complaining. I thought he was, if anything, he was kind of letting you look behind the curtain a little bit, I thought.
Yeah, and it's hard to argue with him when you see the pictures from every game of hands to the face, double-teamed hands to the face, the holds, the everything like that, that does not get called. But you put that on any good edge rusher on any team, Jack Campbell in Detroit, the B1, Aiden Hutchinson, I'm sure you can do that for anybody. So it's not just me, a Packer fan, saying, yeah, he's right. Watch all these pictures. You can see it on everybody. And that's something that, you know, we jokingly got in arguments about last year, and we can still do the same thing this year about, you look at Patrick Mahomes, you're getting a flag.
Right.
You can just short of chop block a guy and take his head off and rip his face off. And on the defensive side, well, that's okay.
You're right. Right.
That's fine. But oh, don't you look at Patrick?
You're right.
So he had a point, and I want to see how that gets officiated forward, just like the tush push has.
Yeah.
Because if you noticed, Philly kind of gone away from it. And last night when Pittsburgh tried it, false start immediately.
That was ugly.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
And jumping to another sport, because the officiating's been bad. Change can happen. Look at the WNBA.
Yep.
They just got rid of their officiating commissioner, and personally, having watched it, good.
Yeah.
I mean, they destroyed a team that really overachieved this year, mm-hmm. but with dirty play that I will call out dirty play to get the best players off the court, and then they're, we don't have any money. Well, that's because you eliminated your best players. They did something about it. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens next year when everybody's hopefully healthy and can play.
The NFL, pretty much our whole lives, every offseason, rules change.
Yes.
What is the catch? What isn't the catch? All those things.
How do you kick off? How do you don't kick off?
Yeah. I have no doubt that they're going to look at it and they will adjust. And I don't know that the tush push will go past
the season. I think it's done after this year.
I think so. And in part, I think also it kind of solves itself in some ways, too. You know, the Wildcat, all of these things, they all get figured out by smart defensive minds eventually, and then we never see him again. I will say, just not out of a defense of Pittsburgh, but just out of somebody who is a big fan of this man, that young man Washington for Pittsburgh.
Oh, man, he's something.
All 6'30 of him.
Oh.
If I had him on my team, I could see trying anything like that. Like, just give him the ball and let him fall down.
I know.
Get a first down.
I was impressed watching that last night.
He was fun to watch, and I was cool. It was cool to see him get a touchdown and everything.
Yeah, it was.
I got a chance to watch most of that game. I was looking forward to it. I was hoping for a good game. I didn't expect to see both Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers
going blow for blow.
Blow for blow, and both of them looking like they're in their 30s.
I know.
Both of them looking like Joe Flacco running like there a couple of times. Aaron Rodgers swinging out of the pocket like I saw him do in his early 20s and everything.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool to watch.
It was.
It was kind of fun. I don't know what happened and what got in the water over there, but it was cool to watch.
No, it's that just for Mangel. They lost a few years.
Man, I got to look into that, maybe. it was cool to see. I personally am very thankful to be having good Thursday night football. Game.
And you know what? That's something that when you were in with the Rafter group here, I was here talking with our wonderful programming director there, Seth, talking with him. And I said, you know, we've talked about how there's so much parity, right? Mm-hmm. Parity like crazy. Now, so many of my friends, and I can go off on the same group of friends, that Green Bay win against Cincinnati, that's not impressive. They're going to get their butts beat, blah, 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 Zaba, Cincinnati, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you guys realize that's like the best tandem and wide receiver in the NFL, right? Even with a good, older, experienced quarterback that had 5 days to learn the offense. Green Bay did just fine.
Yeah,
You sit there and be so positive all the time? I'm like, because it's better than being negative all the time, guys. What's anyways... Now I didn't have a chance to talk to him about because they won't talk to me right now, but because that's a side story. Mm-hmm. My goodness, with the way that they played Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh, a good Pittsburgh team, that's an impressive win Green Bay had.
Yeah.
The way they controlled it for three quarters, essentially. Yeah.
Every game, you can find a way to make an argument for or against whatever you want to take.
Well, that's stats.
It's no different than what you were saying before about every play. You know, if you want to call holding, you can. There's probably a holding going on somewhere or something like that. I was a little disappointed with some of the officiating last night, but I've gotten so numb to it. And I also I'm not one of these people that even when I see the world's worst call, I'm not trying to pretend that I could call it any better or I know how to do that job.
And the other thing, too, is play better and it won't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, because no game in human history has ever been decided by one play. It is all a domino effect. It is all a billion. Hey, that happened in the fourth quarter and that's why we lost. No, what about in the first quarter when you dropped the pass? So what about in the first quarter when you had it in the end zone and you dropped it?
The 2014 NFC title debacle up in Seattle. Everyone gets down on that onside kick that Bostic couldn't come up with when he should have let it go to the back line. Yeah, that's right. But what about Julius Peppers. That's what I get for reading.
The Julius Peppers, though, I mean, as big as it ever. He's as powerful as he was.
Julius Caesar Peppers.
Might have been a good nickname for him. Yeah, they might have got a nickname.
Julius Caesar Pepper there. He has that interception, and if he runs it back for a pick six and there's nobody around him, that game's over. Green Bay wins.
Yeah.
But he had one teammate saying slide down, and he slid down, and that was it. It's like, maybe what about that play? You can pick a handful of plays every game that turn the balance or turn it away from your balance.
When it comes to the schedule coming up this week, I want to take a look at that with you now. So let's go ahead. You know what I think we should do? Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. We'll get our final timeout out of the way, and then we will come back and get into the NFL and college schedules and take some calls. 715-424-2600. Call up. Join the conversation here on Playmakers. We speak sport.
Your brand has the power to hit harder than a Grand Slam champion. And Wicked Awesome Media is here to bring the heat. From custom pens and mugs to branded apparel and swag that serves up serious style, Wham! Delivers championship-level creativity that helps your business crush the competition. Swing by Quality Printing Plus on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids or visit whaminc.com. That's WAMINK.com. Wham! Helping brands smash their goals and win every match.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Halloween is my favorite time of the year for creativity and expression. Watching stores decorate in the creepy crawlies and listening to children as they vision this year's costume, small towns create strong communities, and I believe strongly in improvement. I'm Ashley with WIRI Radio, and my mission is to keep small businesses thriving through the power of radio and digital. Did you know that WIRI now reaches 20,000 listeners? Those are 20,000 people who need your service. I grew up here. I have kids here. Who better to understand the needs, struggles, and the gaps in our community? Call 715-496-0710 today. Let's work together to improve your branding, your reach, and your ROI. Take the fear out of advertising with me and discover how having a vested team member will help your business. Please give me a call today. 715-496-0710. Happy Halloween to everyone. I hope you have a frighteningly good holiday.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others. And now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes. 50-50s and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on playmakers, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening storm, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, we're looking for a mostly sunny sky, highs in the low 70s. Then chances for showers and storms return Saturday night, clearing out for Sunday, high mid-50s. It's 71 right now.
Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody. 105.5 WIRI. Hope you all are having a great Friday afternoon out there. Wrapping up the show for the week, but we'll be back at it next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 to 5, thanks to our friends at QPP. A big thank you and a big shout out to Phil and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing. Michael Comer, sports director around these parts with me. Hope you guys are having a good night. Michael, wanted to get into the Burn the Boats games. It's that time of the season. We're looking at games the team's got to win, looking at the college and pro schedule.
Which one you want first?
Let's look at the college schedule first.
All right, let me pull that up here.
So early games in the week, because there is no off games anymore. Tuesday, Wednesday, there were games. Thursday, there was East Carolina and Tulsa. But tonight, you've got Louisville traveling to Fort Gables to take on Miami.
That'll be good.
God, I wish I had ESPN and I could watch that game. That should be good. Desmond Bane is one of the most exciting defensive players.
Yeah, he is.
All the hype that was on Jadeveon Clowney, I never really saw it. I never really felt it. But that's the same hype that should be on this young man. He is lightning. He is lightning and thunder and everything you want out of a defensive player. He's fun. Louisville is no slouch. And Miami is kind of like, especially in recent years.
This could be a trapper.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know that there's necessarily a hard game, but I don't know that there's any easy games on Miami's schedule going forward.
No.
Number 25, Nebraska, traveling to Minnesota. If you are playing PJ Fleck, you have no idea what to prepare for. You have no idea. You can go ahead and watch all the footage.
Other than maybe a little hyper annoying coach.
Yes. That's the only thing you could prepare for, and that he's going to annoy you. He's going to annoy you at some point.
And I'll say that to his face. Oh, I don't
absolutely.
Care.
Same. Yeah. But that's definitely what you're going to get out of that game.
I would say starting Saturday for burning boats, a couple different ones. I think for South Carolina, for what all the talk was in the SEC this year.
Yeah.
They got Oklahoma home. They went to Norman last year and killed them. So this is one that if South Carolina wants to turn it around, what better way to do it than turn around against Oklahoma?
Mm.
And then for the coaching staff of Wisconsin against Ohio State.
Yeah.
For the players are the players.
Yeah.
But for the coaching staff, if you don't have them ready, which I don't like saying that because coaches always have the kids ready.
I get what you mean.
You gotta perform.
Mm-hmm.
If they keep it close, if they keep it interesting, they keep it competitive. Okay, then hey, you did it. Live to see another week. But if you don't. It might be like that scene in The Sound of Music. Goodbye. See you later.
It's gotten to the point, and I've been one of the bigger defenders of Luke Fickell.
Me too.
I own that completely because I had every reason to be. I'm a factual.
And you should be.
So to me, I've now come to the side of I don't know what he could do to keep the job. I don't know, as far as he beat Ohio State. State. You go on some crazy run here. Completely different team, night and day. I still don't know if he keeps the job.
Sometimes you can get a job that you're totally qualified for, but you just don't perform well.
Yeah.
I mean, that was me with my modeling career.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So,
but they weren't ready. You were ahead of the game.
Yeah,
you were,
that's right.
You were ahead
dad
of the curve.
Bods before dad bods. You know,
way
like,
ahead
I get
of,
it.
That's not on you. That's their fault.
That's right.
Texas A&M, number 4, Texas A&M at Arkansas. That's always an interesting one. But number 5, Ole Miss at number 9, Georgia should be good.
Yep.
You've got that
in
one.
In theory.
And, in theory, yes. Yeah. Oregon traveling to Rutgers.
Ooh, that could be a trapper.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb here and saying this. I don't think Oregon's as good as we think they are. I don't know if they are.
I don't want to say they're not as good as we don't. You know,
I
think they're a good team. They've had some tough luck of it, but going to Piscataway, clear across the country for, well, it's 5:30 start, so that's like 3 o'clock there. Mm-hmm. Well, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3, whatever.
Nice.
That's gonna be a fun one. I don't know if it's a burn your boat one there.
Should be a good game, though.
But should be. Michigan State, Indiana, very much similar to South Carolina, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michigan State, you're about ready to go back in the freezer there. Be competitive with Indiana, and who knows what's going to happen. You know, USC, Notre Dame, that's going to be one for either one of them.
Might be the last time, too. That rivalry could be ending. This could be the last one, you know, for they'll
right.
always bring them back. I mean, but it could be the last one for like 10
but
years
I mean,
or so.
But I mean, Notre Dame goes to 3 losses.
Even though
they're still going to try to get them as a 12 seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't. That's tough to come back from to get a playoff spot.
Especially with the talent on that team. Number 11, Tennessee, travels to Mobile to take on Alabama. That should be a good one. Number 6, Alabama. That should be good.
Yeah, that should be fun.
I like that Tennessee team.
Texas at Kentucky is another sneaky one.
Yep. I got 2 games that I did want to mention as well. Oh, well, number 23, Utah. Number 15,
the
BYU.
Mormon Bowl.
The Mormon Bowl should be a good one, too. Keep an eye, if you haven't watched them or haven't seen them yet, number 19, South Florida.
They are all right, man. They're pretty good.
It's wild, but yeah, that could be a playoff team. I'm not even exaggerating.
Could be.
My choice for the Burn the Boat game, though, is actually going to be played on Saturday, but early Saturday. Number 10, LSU at number 17, Vanderbilt. And I think it's a Burn the Boat game for LSU.
I think so, too.
Because as much as if you're paying attention to college football the last 2 years, our Vanderbilt football are vastly different than the last 100 years of Vanderbilt football.
Nope, they're going up.
They're no slouch. If Vanderbilt will beat LSU, it wouldn't be that big of a shock or an upset. But if you are an LSU alum, if you are a board member, if you are given them money and everything, and you paid a lot of money to Brian Kelly,
you don't
lose to Vanderbilt any more than Penn State loses to Northwestern.
But you still go to Penn State.
Yeah, you can't lose that game. And Brian Kelly can't afford to lose that game, not only out of his job, but out of the locker room.
Yeah.
He's already loosely hanging on to that locker room from last year.
Easy there, hang on loosely.
This is a guy who had Jaden Daniels and couldn't win with him.
I know.
He's had every resource at both universities he's been at and cannot win with it.
I know.
Cannot do it. I really think that's a game. I'm not saying he's going to get fired on Sunday if he loses that
game.
No,
he's not.
But it could be another domino in that leads to him and them having a buyout. We're going to see a lot of boosters kicking out a lot of money between now and next year. There's going to be a lot of payouts. There's going to be a lot of coaches getting tans in Cabo this time next year because they ain't going to need to work ever again.
That's right.
It's funny to me. I did hear one person who, to be fair, is a Penn State fan, and I believe that his parents went there and everything. He was kind of like, you know, I kind of feel bad for James Franklin. What? James Franklin?
He just got a windfall cash, man.
James Franklin never has to work another day in his life if he doesn't want to.
Lucky,
and his family,
you know what?
And everybody is perfectly fine. Nobody feel bad for any coach that's ever been fired in human history. These guys make money that you would never even get. Like, you could work every day of your life and never make. Like, I have no empathy for any coach. So for the NFL schedule, again, Pittsburgh-Cincinnati, great game last night. I love seeing a team like the Bengals that doesn't maybe have their A game, but knows they need to win.
They do it.
The Burn the Boat game in the NFL kind of was last night, if you look at Cincinnati. And they did a good job. But looking at the rest of the slate, got some good ones in there.
I mean, that London game, Rams-Jaguars, who would have thought that would have been a good game?
Yeah, but that should be.
I think a Burn, I mean, we can go down what games we think are going to be good, but I think the Burn Your Boat game is for the Arizona Cardinals.
Huh.
They've lost four games in a row by a matter of 9 points, as Coach LaFleur has talked about. They get Marvin Harrison Jr. back. He's cleared concussion protocol.
Yeah.
I still don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I still don't know what they're really doing running the ball. But this is a game that if you want to keep competitive in the West, because you can come back and beat some of these teams next time you face them,
yeah,
you need this one against Green Bay. Green Bay loses it, so what? They lose it.
Yeah.
But for Arizona, coming from 2-5 in that division, which has proven to be pretty stout, that might be one just looking at it from 30,000 feet. But another one, Eagles-Vikings for both of them. That's my second place one.
Yeah, that's my first. Yeah, I'm with you on that. And for the same reason, both teams, it's a burn the boat game for both Philly and Minnesota. Philly loses, and that's just the last domino, I feel like. That you could see a very long season for Philly fans.
You want to talk about a buyout.
Yeah.
That could happen to old Sirianni.
And I agree with you on Minnesota, maybe not for the same reasons, but in Minnesota, with they want to win. They want to they need that game. They really do.
Another one you could see, Commanders, Cowboys.
Yep, that's another one, yeah. Yeah, because both teams, again.
I mean, you're talking about all three of them teams being Eagles, Cowboys, and Commies. They all are within a shot of being the number one seed in the East, or the number one team in the East.
You know, it's one thing to play a horrible game, and then you just want to get back out there and play and, you know, prove that, it, you know, not have that be your last play or whatever. It's another to where you come back in a game. You're controlling a game. Everybody under the sun feels like you're just going to march down the field and win. All you got to do is just not turn the ball over, and all of a sudden you just mess up a handoff. Just one little thing, and it not only gives you a loss, but you got to go the whole week thinking about it, feeling it, and everything. If I'm Washington, especially with all that was put on our plate this year and all the expectations for Washington, I'm going out there, and I cannot wait to destroy the Dallas Cowboys. I'm very curious to see them, that whole division, actually, now that I think about it, how they react to the previous week. Dallas having a banger of a game and turning things around. Dak is playing out of his mind.
They play great against Green Bay. Then I forget who they are. Then they demolished the Jets, but then they lay an egg against the Panthers.
Yeah, I want to see which Dallas team turns up. I mentioned Washington, and they got the fight in them, and that times 1,000 for Philly. Are they gonna fight with each other, or are they gonna fight the opposing team?
It's a good question.
That's really interesting to figure out. So those are our burn the boat games. Which ones do you think are? Let us know. 715-424-2600.
Best game of the weekend, Monday night, Tampa, Detroit.
Cannot wait. Baker on prime time. Campbell in prime time. Man, that is going to be a good game. I cannot wait for that game. I kind of, as much as I think there's some other great games on the slate, I'm like a kid on Christmas. All I'm going to be thinking about is Monday Night Football. That's all I'm going to be thinking
about. Waiting all day for Monday night.
Houston, Seattle could be good.
Sneaky.
I don't know that unless Tampa Detroit wraps up quick or for some reason it's a blowout, I don't know who's going to be paying attention to that game other than maybe fantasy football managers.
Right. Well, I mean, I know that's why I'll be paying attention
same
to
here.
It.
Yeah, same here.
But, I mean, on Monday, if it goes that way, you could also have a game 6 of the NLCS.
Yep.
Or a game 7 of the AL.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's going to be plenty of sports. I mean, I think the AL's a little more likely than the NL at this point.
Yeah.
But you don't know. That's why you play the game.
I'm hopeful for both these teams to whether it's the Brewers or the Mariners, that I made no qualms about it. That's the World Series I want. I will say, if I'm looking for reasons to root for Toronto or be okay with it, I will say on one side, Matt Scherzer, who I brought up earlier, love to see him in those moments in that World Series.
Yep.
And I don't believe if the Brewers can't do it, I think the only other team that can beat the Dodgers is the Toronto. Seattle can beat them.
I don't think so. I don't think they have enough weapons.
Yeah.
Even though they did go all in at the break for pitching. But Toronto, for me, Toronto, because of Dalton Varsho, Marshfield guy I reported on, Ernie Clement, who is a Rafter, I reported on him. So it's I want to see Toronto do it, even though that's breaking my cardinal rules of cheering for an American League team and cheering for a team outside of the United States. It's breaking my rules, but those
exceptions here.
Yeah. Man,
there are outliers. I'm with you on all of those. And, you know, if the Brewers are going to do this, it starts tonight. As simple as
Quintana
that.
Quintana against Ohtani?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Matchup. Yeah, and we know it's possible because we've seen it at least once before. And oddly enough, the guy who really is the hero of it is on the other dugout right now, and Dave Roberts.
Yep.
And when he did it with Boston and everything. So you never know.
Well, if anything, Dave Roberts has his team ready to go, that he knows you can't play around with the team.
Yep. Exactly. It's another good point. We'll be talking about it on Monday's Playmakers, of course, everybody. Real quick story of the show. It was on this day, October 17th in 1989, that the World Series quake happened.
Yeah, I heard that today.
1989 World Series, the Giants, the Athletics going face-to-face at Candlestick, and Al Michaels' voice shaking, the only time I've ever heard it in my life, shaking like that. It was a great moment. Not a great moment, but a very, very wild moment, and happened to be watching the game because, like every teenage boy in America, I just couldn't get enough baseball back in the 80s and 90s and everything. So I was watching that.
Different era, man.
And I thought the camera fell. I'll never forget thinking, oh, wow, the camera fell. And then Al Michaels comes in and is like, we just had a quake there and stuff, and getting into it.
And the freeway's falling apart.
Oh, man, it was crazy. Pam was telling me that it was actually like a month before that happened that her and Carl were out there
on
that highway and stuff. So thank you, Pam, for printing that out. Appreciate it. Got a great schedule lined up for you. Over on our brother station, 97.5 FM, WFHR. You've got Wisconsin Badger hockey going on, hosting Minnesota State. That game kicks off at 6:30. Be sure to join them for that. And then, of course, on Saturday, 12:30 start time, Badgers host Ohio State. All that will be for you on 97.5 FM WFHR. And over here at 105.5, it's a puck night. 7 o'clock puck drop. Your River Kings host the Hudson Havoc. And then tomorrow, same schedule, 7 o'clock puck drop. Hear that voice of Michael Comer calling those games. Shout out to Chuck and Seth for bringing the board to life. We appreciate you. Michael, great show.
Hey, you too, man.
Have a great time tonight.
I will try.
And you guys have a great weekend.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm happy to be here with you on this Friday afternoon. I hope y'all are well and getting ready for the weekend. Let's kick it off with Lady A.